Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, broadcasting live from the fabulous irradiated Las Vegas. No, it's not the case. Unfortunately, we're stuck here in the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, in the island-chained nation in the slave South Pacific. Well, yeah. And we have two very special guests on the line here today from the country which my Prime Minister helped to destroy the economy of, Ireland. And their names are Alan and Steve from Open Your Mind Radio. Welcome to the program, guys.
Thanks, Vinnie. How are you doing?
Thanks, Vin.
Hey, mate. Well, just enjoying the slavery as always, you know, with a cha-cha-cha and a...
That's it. We're just getting over our new presidential election over here in Ireland, along with two referendums that we just had. So if you want us to talk about that, I'm sure we can have a quick chat about it.
Yeah, tell us what's happening now with the Irish NWO tiger.
Oh, my God. Where do we start? Okay, well, just quite a bit of news over here. Steve can probably jump in and say his bit as well from what he heard. But basically, we've had, in the last week, we've had the presidential election. We had seven nominees over here. Now, the presidential office...
Yeah, just bear in mind, Air President carries no weight.
Yeah, there's no weight. They've no power. It's just a figurehead. He's just a figurehead for the country. He doesn't carry any weight at all. So we had seven people who we really didn't really want, I don't think. I mean, there's none of them that you could actually turn around that for me, my opinion anyway, stood out as good candidates. So we've had that, and we've also had, on the same day, we've had two referendums. The first referendum was for, in their Irish constitution, they have a rule in there that was put in when the constitution was originally put together, saying that judges' salaries cannot be affected, they can't be reduced. Because it was constitutional. So one of the referendums that we had was to vote on whether the constitution should be changed so judges' salaries could be reduced. The second referendum we had was, given the House of the Octopus, which is another kind of government, another part of the government, more powers to do various things. Like they could turn up at your house and go straight in and harass you and take things and do things like that, which you really don't want to happen. And that's really what they want with the power. So we've had the two referendums on the same day, plus the presidential election on the same day, which was last Thursday, Steve, wasn't it?
That's right. And if there's kind of a little bit of a controversy going on about these two referendums, because as much as we knew what they were about and we kind of knew what way we were going to vote, when we actually went to the ballot box, I don't know if you found it the same as I did, but when you actually read the thing you were voting on, it made no sense. It was kind of legalese gobbledygook. It was obviously formed in such a way that you didn't know whether to vote yes or no. And, you know, people are complaining about that.
Exactly. So that's it. There's a few more things, but basically that's the crux of what's happening over here. We've just got a word in today. It was on the radio today. That due to, I'd say probably half the population in Ireland have a criminal record now, because with the amount of people that can pay or won't pay, you know, we had a chap over here who didn't pay his dog license, and his dog license was something like €12.95. They sent him to jail for 6 hours.
Yeah, the dog
got off free.
Did he? So they didn't send the dog to jail?
They didn't send the dog to jail.
They didn't even put him in the kennel for being naughty? Oh my goodness.
No, I mean, you'd think they'd arrest the dog because he should have the license, but they arrested the owner and put him in jail for 6 hours because he didn't pay for the license. So what they're planning to do now, the government are proposing, or the finance minister, is proposing that if there's a fine and people say, I can't pay or I won't pay, they will now take it out of your social security money, or they take it out of your salary, or wherever your money is coming from, they'll try and get their dirty hands on it and take it off you. So that's the plan. That's their plan.
So then they'll probably do that with this new property tax and the water charge.
Yeah.
If people refuse to pay that, they're probably going to do the exact same thing.
This take
it out of your pay.
And on the same breath, obviously today, our government handed over 700 million to senior bondholders, which was unsecured debt anyway. We didn't owe them that money. We shouldn't have paid that money because there was no legal contract to do it. And we paid them 700 million to the senior bondholders that we don't need to. Now,
Hey, well, hold on a second. Didn't this happen a while back, just before the economy collapsed, that they gave tax breaks to traders and derivative bondsmen and all of that kind of stuff?
Oh, yes. I mean, when Brian Lenihan, who was the finance minister at the time, turned around and guaranteed all loans, basically all the finance guys and all the stockbrokers got all the debts, the toxic debts, and threw them all into Ireland. And that's why we're in the position we are now, because we said that we would guarantee the debts. So, you know.
Hey, and guess who profited massively off of that situation? The Prime Minister of New Zealand, John Key, when he was head of the European Bond and Derivatives Trade. He moved his entire office there.
Yeah, sure. We all know they're in on it. Now, I like the idea of the Prime Minister of Greece. What's his name? George Papadreous.
We'll just call him George.
Yeah. He's turned around in the face of the European bureaucrats and said, well, I think the people should actually have a vote. There's democracy. So he's turned his back on them, went back to the people of Greece and said, right, we're going to have a vote on this regarding the debt that to Greece owe and whether they were going to default on the debt. What a brilliant man. And they all agreed.
Well, he could be a brilliant man. Or maybe he just sees that the Greek people are getting a little bit peed off, and maybe he's going to give them a vote, let them have a vote, so they have this feel, look and feel of proper democracy. But I mean, as I always say here, and I've said it to you, Alan, before, and I'm saying it to you, Vin, I say it to everybody, whenever we go to the ballot boxes, I don't know if it's the same in Greece, whenever you vote, it's in pencil. Now, I don't think a vote in pencil is legally binding, as far as I'm aware, so that's why I always bring a pen. But I mean, if the people of Greece go to a vote, think that they're going to have democracy, and they all vote one way, then surely their government could still do a 360 and say, you know what, let's let it go the other way, and then
I feel that Nigel Farage from the UK Independence Party probably was on the money when he said, we all know that Greece is going to default, because and this is what we see here. As far as I'm concerned, is that it's Greece preparing to do a big default, create a massive crisis for the EU, and of course that's gonna have a ripple effect. And let me guess, somebody's gonna come in and try and impose some kind of order out of all of this chaos.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it goes without saying. I mean, and of course, if you look what's going on now across the world, we have. Occupy Wall Street, we've occupied Dame Street in Ireland, and I think just down in Cork, they're going to be occupying certain parts of Cork, and in London it's happening over there where St. Paul's Cathedral is.
I tell you, these Occupy protests are going on everywhere. I was actually in the city centre there a couple of days ago, Vin, and went into use a public convenience, and the door was locked, and there it was, Occupy. They're even occupying public toilets.
We have to occupy something, I tell you. But see,
that would explain the smell around the campsites.
That's probably it, and it's not the cooking. Well, see, the problem is, I don't, you know, the Occupy in the 70s, they had flower power, and they did loads of marches, and they didn't really get anywhere with that. And to be honest with you, I think you can march till, you know, as long as you want, but you're not going to get a result. I think what you have to do is you have to hit them where it hurts. You have to pull out the money. So any corporate businesses or any banking, you know, stay at home. Pick a day where everybody stays at home and you don't buy anything. You don't spend money. You don't use money. You know, that's where you're going to have the major effect, because that's what makes these companies work, is the money. And I think that's probably the best way how to approach it.
But is it though? I mean, if we stop kind of buying goods and services, and big corporations start to lose money, would those big corporations not just kind of go, whoa, hang on a second, we're not going to approve of this, and start hiking up prices? Well, and then that's in return, and that's going to hurt the people.
But what are the three things you need? You need shelter, you need food, and you need heat.
Yeah.
Anything after that is a bonus, really. You know, and you know, me and you are, and a lot of people we know over here in Ireland are stocking food, we're storing food at the moment, because, you know, we've spoke to enough guests on our show, and they've all said the same thing. Bob Chapman, Lindsay Williams, and a number of other people come in and said, you know, start stocking your food, guys, because you don't know when the whole thing's going to collapse. The house of cards is going to collapse, because we've had Mike Montagna on, who's an expert with his mathematically perfected economy. And he said, you know, the monetary system that we have at the moment, you know, it has limited life, and we're hitting that now. We're at the end of the monetary system as we speak. So it's only going to crash. It's going to collapse.
Well, so, I say cut it out at the knees right now while we still can, so that when it comes falling down, it doesn't fall on all of us.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things they're doing in Greece at the moment, and we actually have the video under, we have, I don't know whether, I'm sure they've heard the time banking in New Zealand. It's basically like bartering, but it's called time banking. It's very big in the UK. And I have been talking about it for a number of years since I came back and lived in Ireland. And on our website, we have time banking, but I put up a video clip. And what's happening in Greece is that they're all beginning to start time banking. Now, we've had bartering before we had money. So it looks like in Greece, they're going back to the bartering system, which is time banking. So I suggest that, now I know it's in America as well, so I suggest if anybody does know what time banking is, or your listeners, go and check out time banking. Go to Google, type it in and check it out, because it's something that I do on a day-to-day basis with a few friends of mine, and Steve does as well, because we know that when the monetary system collapses, you're going to need to be able to barter. So if you can barter your services, whether it's cutting grass, minding children, whatever it may be, a bit of painting, a bit of decorating, you know, whatever skill you have, and you don't it doesn't have to be like a mechanic or whatever. You can just, as I say, cut grass or do a bit of painting. But that's bartering. And people are beginning to time bank in a big way because they know the monetary system's going to collapse.
It's funny you should mention this. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day about time banking, and indeed, in New Zealand, they're starting to do that a little bit up north. And I feel it's a pretty brilliant idea, but overall, I prefer the whole concept of actually having a interchangeable sort of means of trade that currency provides. I just don't want it to be in control of international globalist eugenicist slime bags that are slowly unraveling a plan to exterminate everybody and leave us all destitute slaves.
Exactly. Well,
nicely put.
Nicely put. Yeah, nicely put. Well, as you know, you interviewed Benjamin Fulford. And Benjamin Fulford has been talking about the underground braces being taken care of by the white hats. Now, if you look at the situation in New Zealand with the Christchurch and the devastation he had down there with that earthquake. Now, I've heard two situations with that. I've heard Alexander Ratchoff talk about the alignment of Elenin, and because of that, it caused the earthquake. And then on the other side, I've heard Benjamin Fulford talk about the Illuminati, or the New World Order, are now running scared. They wanted to find a place where they could actually live and not be touched. So they approached the New Zealand government and said, can we stay there? And the New Zealand government said, no, you can't. We don't want you locked down here. So they used the HAARP technology, basically, and created the earthquake. Now, I don't know what to believe. I don't know what who's right and who's wrong, because there's so much disinformation out there. You really have to get down and do the research and look at everything and cross-reference it and talk to loads of people. And even after doing all that, you still have to have an open mind to it.
Yeah, yeah, and I find that that's my approach to it all, is that you really can't know it all, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't try, and that also doesn't mean that you shouldn't listen to anything. Okay, that's the problem. Some people go, oh well, it's going to be too difficult or a lot of effort or something, so I'm going to do absolutely nothing and wind up completely destitute of the mind, the body, and the soul, and that'll make me very happy for the rest of my days. No, retard. Oh.
Yeah, no. What I mean, you have to have an open mind to it. You have to have an open mind. You have to do the research. Now, I do. I have a little bit more time than Steve has, so I tend to look at everything that's going on as much as I can. Plus, with the fact we run in the radio show, like yourself, you probably have emails from listeners, and they send in information, and they let you know what's going on, and there's YouTubes going around, and people are kind of letting you know what's going on. So, which is fantastic, because it's a great way to do it. But we all know that they're trying to, the New World Order are trying to bring in the internet too, which is, it's going to be a subscription service and there'll be limited access to some websites. And we've already started to hear about this going on and restrictions to your internet service. They're going to be going to the ISPs and they're going to be saying, now you can have these websites and these websites. It'd be like getting a license. You'll need to have a license to have a website. You'll have to apply for the license.
Yeah, and there was an incident in New Zealand not too long back, I think a couple of years ago, where they tried to censor a number of top Truth of websites off the net. By approaching the ISPs and getting them to do it specifically. There are only one or two ISPs that refuse to do it, kind of thing. And now in New Zealand, they've passed a copyright law so that if you're watching any copyrighted material online, like for example, a pirated movie or a pirated television show or something of that nature, they will monitor your ISP. And if you get three strikes against it, like if you watch three movies after each warning and what have you, you get your internet cut off for like 6 months.
Yeah. That's and I believe that's happened. I think it's in France where they have something like that, three strikes and you're out. Which is
they have in the UK as well.
Yeah.
They were
talking about it maybe.
Why does world legislation follow the rules of baseball? That's what I want to know. It doesn't make any freaking sense. And it's boring to watch. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show. My very special guests are Alan and Steve from Open Your Mind Radio in Ireland. And we'll be right back after the break at the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. Join us in the chat room there. Back in a moment.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnyEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to the Future of Talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinny Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Some kind of way out of here. Say that jumper to the thief.
Welcome back.
There's too much confusion.
There is a lot of confusion. I'm right here on the Vinny Eastwood Show. And I suppose we only provide comic relief. Not those other kind of relief that you get in various massage parlors around the central city. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the sexiest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinny Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. And I'd like to encourage people to visit the YouTube channel Mr. News Guerrilla Media. That's one word. Guerrilla is spelt like a soldier and it's only one R. You know, not in a pirate-like fashion. And incidentally, I've got some news on that front. Today, woke up, I am the number one partner channel in the whole of New Zealand.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah, but there's only three channels to choose from.
Hey?
Yeah, but there's only...
Yeah, that's true.
But that's a good deal. That's fair enough. Tell us what's going on over there, Vin, because we've had a few people mentioning about emigrating over to Australia and New Zealand. As a couple I know who went over there and they were over there a few weeks, they've just come back. And I kind of said to them, based on their last radio interview, about maybe it's not a good idea to go over there because, you know, we all think the grass is greener, but I think they'd be shocked if they went over there. I have to talk to them because when they come back, I didn't get a chance to speak to them.
First of all, if people are going to try and escape the New World Order, they'd have to leave the world.
That's right.
And as far as I know, we don't possess the technology for the average, 2.4 children family to accomplish such a feat. However, with places being the way they are and where they are and whatnot, geographically, you want to be looking for some place that is remote but not isolated. New Zealand certainly fits the description. We are basically miles from anywhere. And yet we've got a first world country, we've got a relatively decent internet and, we've got cars and McDonald's and all the mod cons and what have you. And we've got a criminal banker running the country. So you'll probably feel right at home if you're coming here from the United States or Ireland or virtually any single other country that's run by the EU or Anglo-American New World Order. So you'll feel just nice and comfortable, and if you can speak English, that's a bonus as well, because you won't have to learn another freaking language. Australia, on the other
side, Australia.
Yeah. Oh, and also, if you have an Irish accent, statistically speaking, this has come out in a New Zealand girls magazine, you are officially the sexiest man in the room.
I'm probably the drunkest man in the room as well.
Yeah, well, definitely.
I think that also helps, and it also helps if the girls are a bit drunk too.
I thought the French accent was supposed to be the sexy accent, not the Irish accent.
No. The Irish accent, I think, has an air of cuteness to it, you know, like, I don't know, maybe it's that sort of nurturing element that women have, like, oh, you're Irish, oh, you poor bastard.
Yeah, well, the way things are going at the moment in Ireland, we need all the help we can get, trust me.
Well, that's yeah, exactly. It's going to be like it's like a neo-potato famine era.
I think me and Steve will have to book our tickets off to New Zealand. We'll have to pay a visit and to do an interview with you in the studio and say hello to the females over there in New Zealand. Actually, I did. I have to tell a lie. I had a very good friend of mine who was New Zealand. I think she was from Hamilton.
You have to tell a lie.
Oh man, Hamilton sucks.
No, tell a lie.
That's what you said.
I'll tell the truth. I'm a politician. I should be a politician. No, there's a girl I used to know very well when I was in London, and she was from Hamilton. And as far as I know, she did decide to go head back. I don't know how long she's been over there. But it'd be nice to kind of catch up on old times if we ever did go over that way. But as you say, you're having a lot of issues over there with your Prime Minister. And I think he's one of the guys that went over to Bohemian Grove as well, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
We haven't confirmed that. However, he did take a trip to the area very near to Bohemian Grove at a time when Bohemian Grove was meeting, at a time when he was meeting large-scale dignitaries who were also allegedly at Bohemian Grove. So it would be pretty stupid to think it was impossible that he went.
Yeah. Too coincidental, I'd say. He's probably there, all right. So that's what really what we're doing here with OAM, getting the news out there, letting people know what's going on, and finding a way, always looking for a way to find out what's going on. But one of the things myself and Steve were talking about were the chemtrail issues. I'm sure you're probably getting them over there as well. We have loads of them over here. And, I kind of said to Steve, off the show, really, just saying that when I stop seeing the chemtrails in the sky, then I'll be pretty sure that, you know, we're getting the better of the New World Order. But as long as we keep seeing them, I'd be kind of saying, well, they still have control. I don't know what it's like down there in New Zealand with chemtrails. I don't know how you're getting on there with them.
Well, been getting some reports in from Christchurch that the chemtrailing has been stepped up a notch, and for the first time that they've seen, they're now chemtrailing at night.
Yeah, Steve, do you want to say what you found in the morning?
I got up there, I think it was last Wednesday. I generally get up about 6 o'clock or thereabouts to start the morning off with the breakfast, etc., etc. But when I was leaving for work, I'd say it was about a quarter to seven, 10 to 7. And actually, no, it was earlier. I tell you, it was about half past 6. And I was out, and this was before the clocks went back. So the dawn was just kind of breaking. It was a nice morning. You could see the sun way off in the distance. It was a picturesque postcard morning. And as soon as I was halfway to work, the sun was rising a little bit more, and it was illuminating about possibly 10 or 12 chemtrails. Now, you know yourself, when they've just been sprayed or whatever, it's a kind of a skinny trail, and then over a few minutes or whatever, it starts to spread out. But these were good wide chemtrails, so I'd say you're probably right. They were either done late at night or very, very early in the morning. But yeah, definitely, we're getting bombarded. I mean, you cannot look out any time, day or, well, obviously we don't see them at night, really. But any time you look out during the day, you're guaranteed to see some chemtrails. And it's got to the stage now over here that, I mean, you can ask anyone, you say, what's that? Oh, it's off an airplane. And that seems to be the general consensus. There's so many of them about there. People are oblivious to them now. They don't even see them anymore, you know. And so it's only with the likes of ourselves here. Every time we see them, we keep snapping pictures, post them on websites and forums and asking the questions. But I don't think we're having much of an impact, really.
I had a suggestion from one of my listeners. He said that there needs to be a website where you can, you know how on YouTube when you upload your video, it can you can log in the actual address of where you actually took that video, and then the time and the date that it was taken. And he wanted to create a website where you kind of have a drop-down bar that would do that. So you upload your photo of the chemtrail, note the time, note the date, and location. And so that way you get an entire overview, a comprehensive global map of what chemtrails are being sprayed, when and where. Well, and then you'd be able to figure out whether or not there's some description of very deliberate chemtrailing activity and what the knock-on effects might be. Who knows? But I thought it was an interesting suggestion.
It is an interesting suggestion. And, I mean, if your listener will be interested in setting up such a website, I think it will be something that a lot of people would use, but he would probably be bombarded with information from all across the globe. Now, there is one site set up called aircrap.org. I can't actually remember who set that up now.
Anthony J. Hilder,
yeah. He has aircrap.org. Now, I don't know if it's sophisticated with a drop-down menu, but just to add to that, I mean, here's something that Alan done as well. Anytime Alan sees a chemtrail, if he's within distance of his home PC, he will actually take the picture, run inside, and go on to a site called
Planefinder.net.
Planefinder.net, and it actually shows you live data of all the planes that are in the sky at any given time. So he generally takes the picture, goes inside, types in Planefinder.net, finds out what which plane is in the sky, grabs a screen cap of that information, sticks that with the picture, and puts it up on OYM. But yeah, I mean, if your listener or someone else listening will be interested in setting up such a website, I'm sure it would be probably at number one.
Yeah, if everybody went along and actually did the photos. Now, there are books you can get called CAM, which is Civil Aircraft Markings, and I believe there's MAM for Military Aircraft Markings. So if you go to planefinder.net and you see the aircraft, and I've done this, and you actually see the aircraft, and you can match up the registration, if they give you the registration on Planefinder, because obviously these planes use transponders, or they have a system called an AS system or something. And if they have that technology, it'll be on Planefinder. If they don't have the technology, obviously you won't be. But by looking up the civil aircraft markings, you can actually look at who owns the plane by the registration, which is what Planefinder gives you.
Okay. Well, see, I wonder what exactly we can do quite so much about the chemtrails. Like, we know they're being sprayed, and then with this information, we'd know which planes are spraying them, and then we'd know what times they're flying away. So what difference does it make? Like, how would we use that information in order to stop the chemtrailing?
Well, it's beginning to get more mainstream now. I don't know whether your listeners actually came across. There's a YouTube video out there of German meteorologists on the German mainstream media. They actually approached, they were given out about the German Air Force, who admitted they were doing chemtrail spraying. And the meteorologists were being interviewed on the mainstream TV in Germany, given out about this and saying, what the hell are they doing? Why are they doing it? So it's beginning to get more and more mainstream. And if your listeners want to go to YouTube and just kind of have a hunt around for that, German TV chemtrails. And it'd be different if it was just kind of a member of the public saying it, but the fact that the meteorologists in Germany are coming out and saying it is actually a step in the right direction. We just need to get more and more people opening up to that.
It's like everything else, I suppose. The more people that are talking about it, the better chance we have of stopping it.
Yeah, well, the one thing that has been proven throughout society is that any secret society that has been exposed has not lasted. So it's important that what we do and what you do, Vinny, and what all the other alternative media radio stations do is to get the information out there, let our listeners know about it, let's swap the information, because the more and more people we can who know about this, and the more and more people who we can wake up to this, whatever way we approach it, there's more of a chance that they won't get away with what they're doing. And as you know, Vinny, the New World Order are now struggling a little bit because they're actually doing things now out in public, blatantly out in public, because they're getting desperate. And they're beginning to make mistakes, and people are beginning to see what's going on. And that's really what's going on.
And we're having some comments in from the chat room that we should just shoot them out of the sky. And I'm just thinking, yeah, but maybe we should like ask Al-Qaeda if we could borrow some Stinger missiles.
Yeah, well, don't ask us to get involved. The Irish Air Corps here. We don't deal with the planes.
Well, I just figure you want to get in on the action because if anybody knows how to blow stuff up, it's Irishmen.
Well, not all of us. We didn't all go to that kind of training camp, you know.
the MI5, MI6 training camp, who later revealed themselves to actually be directing the IRA bombings.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, they're the ones that actually did the training more than likely, so we'll have to ask them to do it. But I don't think blowing them out of the sky is the solution. I think let's find out what they're doing and why they're doing it. And the more information we can get out there and give to people. Now, an interesting fact came up there, and I don't know whether your listeners are aware of this or they know about this, but one of the chemicals apparently that's in a chemtrail is the same chemical that's found in holographic equipment. Now, most of us know, and we've talked to Enor Crane about this, and he said that it was funny that in the Beijing Olympics, they had special effects in the sky. They had feet walking across the sky or something with special effects. But he said, if you were in the stadium, you didn't see it. But if you're watching on TV, you did, because it was all computer generated. Now, he said, what's the chance of something happening on the 2012 Olympics in London when everybody's watching TV? You know, I mean, if everybody's watching it, I mean, this is going to be really, really out there for a minute, but let's just go with the flow at the moment. At the end of the day, we know we're going to have a lady on our show in a couple of weeks' time called Dr. Carol Rosen, and she worked with Wernher von Braun. And one of the things Wernher von Braun said was they would use the Cold War to actually, you know, manipulate the people of the world. Then they will use terrorists or rogue nations, and then after that they're going to use a fake alien invasion to get control and manipulate the people. Now, we've had our Cold War, we've had our terrorists, and we still have, apparently. Next thing would be the fake alien invasion. And what a great way to do it with holographic technology, especially if it's 2012 at the Olympics. Because
we all know how much you know people are watching TV these days with all the likes of X Factor and all these other reality style programs. Mm. Could you just imagine for one second that everyone's watching TV, no one is outside looking up at the sky, and that they interrupt X Factor and say, "Oh, we in the special news broadcast," and they switch to some guy and he stood there with a look of panic on his face. "Oh, we're being invaded! There's aliens!" And they show video footage and people are glued to the TV, going, "My God, look what's happening!" But yeah, they probably won't go outside and look up at the sky.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, buildings will just collapse and stuff everywhere and shatter into 1,000 people, and they'll say, "Oh, it must have been some kind of diesel jet fuel tank that was stored there long ago by alien invaders, a precursor to their invasion." We'll be right back after the break on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life, as it has been, is over. Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the paradigm shift. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
Black sunrise, black sunrise, shadow coming over the sky. Black sunrise.
Welcome back to the darkest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Broadcasting live from the dark side of the moon and various other spooky, dangerous places only accessible by holographic imagery.
That's it, exactly. Sorry, Vin.
Go ahead. You seem to be keen to jump in.
No, I was just going to, what you were saying there just before the musical break there about the food. You know, we actually get insurance for our car and we get insurance for our house just in case. So by stocking food up, it's insurance just in case.
Yeah, and I was saying before the break that basically, if you're going to be storing food or what have you, there's no point storing it just because there's going to be a financial collapse soon and you're going to need food. Here's a better reason. Food prices have already skyrocketed globally, and they're continuing to skyrocket. So why don't you just buy a heck of a lot of food now so that it helps you with the food inflation problem, okay? That, in and of itself, financial collapse, end of society, thrown out the window, is still a brilliant idea.
Yeah, exactly. And for the thing is, at the moment, we know food's gone up. Myself and Steve have definitely experienced that over here. And if they're shipping out, because apparently we've heard central banks are beginning to issue more money, which means that's going to devalue the currency. So you're going to need more money to buy the food because the food's going to be more expensive. So if you have money now or you have a few quid, go and buy as much food as you can, because if it ends up like Botswana, where, you know, I heard the story of a guy had a wheelbarrow full of money and he got mugged. They actually chucked out the money in the in the wheelbarrow and nicked the wheelbarrow because the wheelbarrow was more expensive than the money that was in it. So if it goes that way, stock up your food. Very important.
Obviously not fresh food. No. Tinned food, I think.
Tinned. tinned food, yes. I think, would be the way to go. But, yeah, no.
Dried, freeze-dried food. Stock up on flour, rice, pasta, stuff that's going to keep a while. That usually just takes a little bit of water to come up. But, of course, if you've got all this dried food, imagine what would have happened if your water got cut off.
You'd be like, bugger!
Well, this way you have to stock up on water as well, you know.
I know, it's like now you have to stock up like 10 times the amount of water just so that you can eat your food.
Now, Vinny, here's a question for you. Here's a little quiz. What's the most, one of the most important items that people buy when there's a crisis?
Condoms.
You're quite close. Well, kind of. It's a toiletry. It's toilet paper. That's the biggest thing that people buy when there's a crisis.
I don't believe you. I'm still going with condoms.
No, believe me.
Who are you? It's a disaster. Who are you? Come here. What's your name, baby?
It's toilet paper. Trust me, it's toilet paper. So
you
make
can't
your,
wait, yeah, because when so, the shit hits the fan, you can't wipe it off with a condom.
Exactly.
You also can't say the proverbial Shiite Muslim hits the fan on FCC regulations either.
Oh, there you go. You naughty boy, Steve. We know about these swear words. We'll slap them later. Yes, exactly. No, the one
you guys
thing
are also having a bit of Skype notification noises coming up, like with the bloop, bloop. So you might want to try and turn those off.
Yeah.
Well, that's us, is it?
That's us, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's us. Yeah, we'll try and see what we can do with that. But the thing is, what's important is that people need to have their medical supplies and all that kind of stuff as well, not just food. You need to have, you know, your tablets and your Nurofen and your Calpol if you have kids and all that kind of stuff. All that needs to be put together as well. Very important that you have all them supplies, plus matches, and just think self-sufficiency as much as you can, because if the power goes, you need to be able to, you know, like I'm stocking up on firewood and on coal and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, if the electricity goes, we can still heat stuff. Now, there was an issue there a couple of years ago in, I think it was in Canada, where for 5 days they had the actual ice was so bad that the power lines came off the poles because of the weight of the ice, and people got to the stage where they were breaking up their kitchen furniture just to get heat in the house because it was that cold. So you have to think worst case scenario and then work back from there.
Yeah, I always say expect the worst, hope for the best.
Yeah, that's the best way. All this stuff is insurance policy, because if the central banks are getting nervous and they're starting to issue money, which apparently that's what they're doing, we know the Irish bank over here apparently is still printing the punt, maybe in limited amounts, but they're still printing the punt because maybe they know something that's going to happen, and they're, you know, if the euro does go down, then they can just ship out the punt to the banks and start issuing punts rather than the euro.
Yeah, well, I suppose, like, with an economic crisis, there's so much uncertainty, and at least you're going to be fed, right? That's the whole idea. You're going to at least survive. Now, allegedly, there's some dude in India who's practiced some description of type of meditation, and he don't need no food. Hasn't had so much as a sandwich in like 20 years.
That's right. That's right.
Can you tell that person who's texting you on Skype, we're on air, mofo. Shut the F up.
Yeah, Steve.
Oh, sorry, I'm a Skype. I don't know if I can say that word. I'm a newbie, a Skype newbie. So I've just went in, I've disabled all sounds.
Brilliant. Okay, so that's
so fine. You'll have to re-enable them.
No, that's okay. That's no problem. Yeah, you're right, Finn. There are people out there who actually are, I think they call them air eaters, or they survive on air. And there was one of these people interviewed on TNS radio over here. I suppose we'll have to get somebody like that on and talk to them. But it's not, you know, I wouldn't say no. There's one lady I seen on YouTube, or she was doing an interview, and they said, how do you know that your metabolism and everything else is okay, the fact you're not eating anything? And she said, well, I'm putting on weight. So that must be a sign that she's okay. And I know it's such a way out there kind of concept. You mean, you know, you can still survive by not eating anything. But if you think about it, I mean, You know, maybe there is a way. In some way, we've heard about these people, like the Shaolin monks, standing on razor blade swords, and they don't pierce them because they're using the power of chi. So,
Finish.
Oh, I was just going to say, why can't these guys do that as well? I mean, the Shaolin monks are fantastic in what they do. So there must be another way to do other stuff as well. I mean, our mind's so powerful. We only use, 15% of it?
Oh, well, 10%. Some people say 1% in the case of the general zombified public. But I was wondering as well about substances. For example, alcohol. Being able to brew alcohol without any electricity. That, I think, is probably one of those survival things you're going to need. Because if the TV's off and everybody's really grumpy, you're going to want to get pissed occasionally. And of course, I wonder then how much to an extent people would want to be stockpiling to trade cigarettes. I mean, after all, it'd be a very prison-like environment after a mad collapse, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely, big time. I mean, loads of potatoes to get the old potching going for the alcohol, you know, so that will kind of keep you comatose for a while. So make sure you have loads of potatoes. Definitely, there's people out there that are actually stockpiling the likes of any kind of, you know, toilet roll, cigarettes, drink, all that kind of stuff. People are stockpiling that as well to do bartering, because if there is a financial collapse, it will be like a prison service. You will be swapping stuff. You'll be doing deals. So you want to be able to do that as well. You want to have stuff to be able to do that.
Yeah. I mean, and let's face facts here. Think about the things that are the most highly taxed that people were addicted to, and that's what you should be stockpiling, because those will be the things that will be easily barterable.
Definitely. Cigarettes and alcohol, look at the prohibition. I mean, even though they had the prohibition in America, they still had alcohol and bootlegging going on, and obviously cigarettes are no different. So even if you don't drink or smoke, it'd be worthwhile getting a few in.
It'd be a heck of a lot more of a wiser idea if you didn't drink and smoke, you know? Then you wouldn't be like Tony Montana taking it all down his nose on his own stash.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, myself and Steve are fortunate enough. I am an ex-smoker. Steve's an ex-smoker.
Yes.
A very ex-smoker. I just, January was when I gave up. And we don't really drink either. So we're not too bad. We're not too bad, are we, Steve?
No. We're obviously no fun to be around either.
Miserable gits, yeah. That's it. We have to be on that TV program over here called Grumpy Old Man, isn't it?
What did you say? You were starting up a new program of your own.
Miserable Baskets.
Oh, Miserable Old Baskets.
I won't say the dirty word. I won't say the word. I'll just say Miserable Baskets. But, definitely, if you have any addiction, then obviously, you know, for bartering purposes, that's going to be handy. But you'd like to think that you'll help your fellow man and not blackmail them or not kind of, you know, screw them.
Try and hamstring them in a prohibition era speakeasy type manner. And of course, this comes up to the whole thing about weed, marijuana. People love marijuana, and that can be used as currency fairly easily. And I can assure you that weed will get you through times of no money better than money will get you through times of no weed.
definitely. Well, again, you know, get a few seeds, plant them up, and sell them on. I mean, you know, I don't know.
All right, so there we have the advice from Ellen and Steve from Open Your Mind Radio. Find some weed seeds, plant them, and sell them. There we go.
There you go.
I'm going to organize that into a soundbite in a YouTube video. It'll be fantastic.
Definitely. Yeah. I would recommend get the good stuff.
All right. Thanks, guys, for coming on with us today. It's been a real pleasure.
That's okay. Right, thanks for being here. Take care, Ben. Bye-bye.
Okay. Sounds like lovely Irish coffee. Now, coming up next hour, we have a lad from Tunisia who's going to give us the lowdown on the revolution and the election of an Islamic government very recently. And going to tell us a little bit of stuff about Tunisia, which most people in the West have absolutely no idea whatsoever where it is, how many people are there, or even what the heck the situation is in the entire first place whatsoever. So it's going to be quite interesting, I should think, to learn something that you not know, basically know nothing about in the first place. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Back in a moment.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back.
All for one.
To the Vinnie Eastwood Show.
And one
on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. It's hour number two. And right here, right now, we're going to be playing for you the national anthem of Tunisia. Here it is. So there you have it, and that was a special request by Saif Adin Shedli, who is now my guest. And I also want to particularly mention and also make note, ladies and gentlemen, that it isn't me that comes up with the bulk of the guests on this show. It's actually you, the listeners. I'd say a good maybe between 50 or 80% or some odd of the guests that we have on this show are sent to me by listeners themselves, and that's how this show is basically run. I cannot do it alone, and I want to thank all the people who help me, and in this case I want to thank some in particular Ahmed, my Tunisian listener who's been a listener for a long time, who got me this guest here, who's incidentally his English teacher. So Saif, welcome to the program.
Hi Vinny, good evening, because here it's midnight Tunisian time. Good afternoon, America. Good afternoon, New Zealand. So, actually, I cannot help crying whenever I listen to the national anthem of our country. Actually, the name of this anthem is Defenders of the Homeland. I can just tell you the beginning of this anthem. Oh, Defenders of the Homeland, rally around to the glory of our time. The blood surges in our veins. We die for the sake of our land. Let the heavens roar with thunder. Let thunderbolts rain with fire. Men and youth of Tunisia, rise up for the might and glory. No place for traitors in Tunisia, a life of dignity and a death of glory. So this is actually the Tunisian national anthem, which dates back to the beginning of the 20th century, written by a famous poet called Abul Qasim Shebi. Just a word about Tunisia for our listeners. Of course, Tunisia is a very tiny-sized country in the north of Africa. It's not very well known, especially in the Pacific area. And just to give our listeners some information about this tiny-sized country, which triggered the revolution phenomena in the world. So actually, Tunisia, official name of Tunisia is the Tunisian Republic. It's the northmost country in Africa. It's a Maghreb country and is bordered by Algeria to the west, Libya to the southeast, and the Mediterranean Sea to the north and east. Its area is almost 165,000 square kilometers, which is about 64,000 square miles, with an estimated population of just over 10 million and a half. And its name is derived from the capital, Tunis, located in the northeast. Also, Tunisia, the country was led by the authoritarian government of President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, nicknamed after the revolution as Zaba, Z-A-B-A, from 1987 to 2011, before he fled during the Tunisian Revolution. Tunisia now finds itself as an export-oriented country in the process of liberalizing and privatizing an economy that, while averaging 5% growth since the early 1990s, has suffered from corruption, benefiting the former president's family, especially his family and the family of his wife called the Trabelsi family. Also, Tunisia has relations with both the European Union, with whom it has an association agreement, and the Arab world. And Tunisia is also a member of the Arab Maghreb Union, the Arab League, and the African Union. And my country has established close relations with France in particular through economic cooperation, industrial modernization, and privatization programs. The government's approach to Israel-Palestine conflict has also made it an intermediary in Middle East diplomacy. So this is grosso modo, Vinny, about Tunisia. Let's talk a little bit about the Tunisian Revolution. The Tunisian Revolution is an intensive campaign of civil resistance, including a series of street demonstrations taking place in Tunisia. The events began in December 2011 and led to the ousting of longtime President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali in January 2011.
I was told that this was all kicked off because some street vendor set himself on fire.
Yeah, you're talking about the famous Mohamed Bouazizi. He was a 26-year-old, if you like, unemployed, who got his degree. And he was the sole income earner in his extended family of eight. Of course, he had a vegetable cart for 7 years in Sidi Bouzid. Sidi Bouzid is an interior region in the west of Tunisia, 190 miles south of Tunis, of the capital. On the 17th of December 2010, a police woman confiscated his cart and his products also. And Bouazizi, who had such an event happen to him before, he tried to pay the 10 dinar fine, which was at the time a day's wage equivalent to $7. In response, the policewoman slapped him, spat in his face, and insulted his deceased father. So a humiliated Bouazizi went to the provincial headquarters in an attempt to complain to local municipality officials. He was refused an audience. And without alerting his family, at 11:30 exactly a.m. and within an hour of the initial confrontation, Bouazizi returned to the headquarters, doused himself with flammable liquid, and set himself on fire. Public outrage quickly grew over the incident, leading to protests. And this immolation, if you like, and the subsequent heavy-handed response by the police to peaceful marches caused riots next day in Sidi Bouzid that went largely unnoticed, although social media sites such as Facebook and YouTube featured images of police dispersing youths who attacked shop windows and damaged cars. And Bouazizi was subsequently transferred to a hospital near Tunis. And in an attempt to quell the unrest, President Ben Ali visited Bouazizi in hospital on the 28th of December. But unfortunately, Bouazizi died on the 4th of January 2011. So the protests in Tunisia started from the interior region of Bouazizi, of Sidi Bouzid, and then it spread all over the country. And, of course, the people were fed up with this regime, especially that the Tunisian regime was categorized as one of the, if you like, the harshest regimes or the most harsh regimes in the world. And also concerning human rights, since the 1987, Tunisia has formally reformed its political system several times, abolishing life presidency and opening up the parliament to opposition parties. But of course, this was just blah, blah, blah of politicians. So the president's official speeches are full of references to the importance of democracy and freedom of speech. But according to Amnesty International and according to the layman, to the Tunisian layman, to the Tunisian normal people, the Tunisian government is misleading the world as it conveys a positive image of the human rights situation in the country, while it abused by its security forces, which continue unabated and are committed with impunity. And this is, I'm quoting, what Amnesty International was publishing. Of course, Tunisia, in the period of Ben Ali, was a land of corruption and nepotism. The accusations have been made against the regime, accusing it of becoming a kleptocracy with corrupt members of the Trabelsi family, most notably in the cases of Ahmed Trabelsi and Belhassan Trabelsi also, controlling much of the business sector in the country. And also there are some leaks from the palace itself saying that the First Lady has been using the government 737 Boeing business jet to make unofficial visits to European fashion capitals, such as Milan, Paris, and Geneva. She was described as a shopaholic. And after the downfall of the regime of Ben Ali, many people are comparing his Leila Ben Ali, his wife, as Lady Macbeth, because she was the cause of his downfall, if you like.
Out, so out, damn spot.
Sorry?
Out, out, damn spot.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. So what is interesting about this revolution in Tunisia, that it was the first revolution in an Arab Muslim country, and it was like the triggering of other revolutions. Just weeks after, we had the Egyptian revolution. The same mode was applied. Someone was setting fire on himself. Sorry. The same thing happened also in Yemen, in Bahrain, and in Syria, and of course in Libya. And so far, three people got rid of their dictators: Tunisia, Libya, and Egypt. And the way now is for the Yemenites and the Syrians. We hope that the situation will improve sooner for the Syrian people and the Yemenite people. What is interesting, Vinny, about this revolution is that 3 days ago it was raining cats and dogs in Tunisia, and we have even floods. Some areas were flooded. And, of course, the Tunisians, they just sat down in front of their screens and opening their Facebook accounts, and they started bombarding Barack Obama's page, which was shared and commented by thousands and thousands of users. And they also took a snapshot of the infamous Ben Ali speech where he said, "Stop the shooting. Shooting civilians is not justified." And they replaced Ben Ali's head with Obama's head and modified the message displayed on the bottom of the screen. And they showed it. And lots of people shared this video on Facebook. Some comments I saw on Obama's page are: the Tunisian government condition its economic help to the United States with respecting human rights and freedom of speech. Another one: the Tunisian government issues a travel alert to all its citizens planning on visiting the United States. The Tunisian banks puts a freeze on Obama's bank accounts. And of course, the famous Tunisian revolution slogan, Obama, dégage, which means get out. Although there was a lot of irony and satire in this, it's clear that the Tunisian people are in solidarity with the global movement calling for freedom from the tyranny of dictators in some countries and bankers in others. And we saw also a video which was shared by lots of people. American people were using the same slogan, which is that the people want to overthrow the government, which is in Arabic, Ashab Yurid Iskat Nidam, and we heard it in Arabic. And that's very interesting, and we were very proud to hear that. We Tunisians, yes?
I think that Barack Obama should change his campaign pledge. Instead of change you can believe in, change you can deceive in.
Yeah, you're right. So the Tunisians, they launched an all-out assault on the U.S. President Barack Obama's page with tens of thousands of comments. They said that more than 90,000 comments were posted on the most recent entries on his 2012 presidential campaign page. And most of them were poking fun at the head of the state and U.S. foreign policy while supporting the Occupy protests that are spreading across America. Tunisians also have been spamming the Facebook account of French President Nicolas Sarkozy with thousands of comments. So if you open the Barack Obama's page, you will see how Tunisians, they excelled in attacking him, of course, with sarcasm and irony. And I can read to you some of these sentences very briefly, of course. Number one, Eminem is arrested because of his song, Mr. President. And this has just a reminder to us, to Tunisians, during the Tunisian Revolution, a rapper called El General was arrested because of a song called Monsieur le Président that criticized Ben Ali's regime. Another one, number two, is Fouad Mbaza, the current Tunisian president, says that Obama should start the change immediately or leave power. The same speech was addressed by Obama to Syrian presidents Bashar al-Assad. Another one, Obama's plane is flying to Saudi Arabia in reference to Tunisian dictator who fled to Saudi Arabia during the Tunisian Revolution. And the last one is Tunisia is the first country to recognize the American Transitional National Council.
As and we'll have to talk about, and we'll have to talk about more of this after the break.
Right.
And we will, I think that it's very quite interesting to hear from a Tunisian about Tunisia. We've had all this information about it put across in the mainstream news, none of which has really been as informing as the last few minutes alone. We'll be right back after the break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road. When along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. And I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man.
Back.
Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. You're listening to the NATO theme song. Because they do fly around everywhere just bombing everybody, seemingly for no apparent reason, or at least for stage reasons and you know, that kind of thing. Now, the Arab Spring. We have a very special guest from Tunisia. And in fact, Tunisians are a very light-hearted and generally nice people, like their wine and have a good time and whatnot. And they do like to tell the occasional joke. And my guest, Saif, has such a joke about a millionaire and his daughter. Take it away, Saif.
All right. So, once there was a millionaire who collected live alligators. He kept them in the pool in the back of his mansion. And the millionaire has also a beautiful daughter who was single. One day, the millionaire decides to throw a huge party. And during the party, he announces, "My dear guests, I have a proposition to every man here. I will give $1 million or my daughter to the man who can swim across this pool full of alligators and emerge unharmed." As soon as he finished his last word, there was the sound of a large splash in the pool. The guy in the pool was swimming with all his might and the crowd began to cheer him on. Finally, he made it to the other side of the pool unharmed. The millionaire was impressed. He said, "That was incredible, fantastic. I did not think it could be done. Well, I must keep my end of the bargain. Do you want my daughter or the $1 million?" The guy catches up his breath and then says, "Listen, man, I don't want your money. I don't want your daughter. I want the bloody bastard who pushed me in the pool."
Yeah. Oh, mate. Must have been Gaddafi. Now, continuing on with Tunisia, what I find is very interesting about this whole situation with the Arab Spring and the uprising, there's been a lot of elements that have explained that there is, in fact, a CIA connection and various other things going on behind the scenes. So I wanted to talk about the actual outcome of the revolution in Tunisia with a new elected government. And in your experience, what's it been like before, during, and after the revolution?
Talking about Tunisia, of course. Before the revolution, Tunisia was... we don't have a lot of freedom of speech, not a lot of freedom of the press, although it's stipulated in the constitution. But economically speaking, Tunisia was stable. And that's why the European countries and the United States consider Tunisia as a block, or let's say they consider it as a barrier against terrorism. Although they know that the regime did not give to the Tunisians all the freedom they want, but they shut an eye on that, seeing that Tunisia was the only country where it's totally secular, if you like, and the ex-regime of Ben Ali was harassing people, especially was harassing all those who were against him. So opposition in the parliament was just puppet shows. They did not... it was not real opposition in the government. It was just a decoration for the parliament. Also, they issued another chamber for the parliament. It used to be unicameral, but then it became bicameral with the House of Representatives and the House of Councillors, if you like. Of course, the councillors were not all elected. They were appointed by the president, so you can imagine their loyalty to the president. And most of the laws did not originate, if you like, from the parliament. Most of the laws were coming from the presidential palace in Carthage, and all what representatives had to do was to vote for. Never in my life have I seen or have I heard of a law that was, if you like, overridden by the parliament. So we did not have what we call separation of powers. So most powers were vested in the president, and even the constitutional, let's say, assembly, which is the highest body that watches over the constitutionality or not of any law, was also appointed by the president. So we feel that the justice was not independent, and that was very dangerous at that time. It was very perilous for a country not to have an independent justice. So what we call for now is separation of powers. We want to have a judicial system which is totally separate and independent from the two other, if you like, branches, namely legislative and the executive branch. And I, concerning myself, according to me, what I see is that we have a kind of Supreme Court like the one in America, because I have a little bit an idea about the American system of government. So in America, the 9 judges, or we call them justices, who are appointed by the president, they have a life tenure. The president has no let's say, effect on them. Although he's the one who chooses them after the approval of the Senate, but once they are appointed, they rule for the whole life, except if somebody dies or retires or is impeached. So what I think is that we have a separate justice, totally independent. Also, what we ask the Tunisian people is that now they have an occasion especially I'm asking the media to be not to be biased, because it's an occasion for them to show their independence and to criticize and to show all the defects of the future government, whoever will rule, of course, because we don't know so far. We have no idea who is going to rule and how is the shape or the form of the future government, although the Islamic Party in Nahda, which means in English Renaissance Party, got majority seats of the Constituent Assembly, which will draft the new constitution, because this election, which we had 2 weeks ago on the 23rd of October, was intentionally done just to write the constitution, to have a new constitution which will last for years and years and perhaps for centuries. So it's very important, this Constituent Assembly, because what they will decide on the constitution will have a repercussion and will have an effect on all what is going on later in Tunisia. But of course, at the same time, this Constituent Assembly will have the action, or if you like, the shape of a parliament. They will continue ruling, and they will also choose a government. They will choose a prime minister, a president, and a new government. So what people are afraid of in Tunisia today is that especially the progressist, if you like, movements, what they want is to preserve all what Tunisia gained in 50 years concerning human rights, and especially the status of ladies and women in general. I don't know if you have an idea about the personal status code. It's a code which was issued in the beginning of, right after independence of Tunisia. And this code is a pioneering code compared to European codes. I don't know if you have an idea that Tunisia was the first country in the Arab world, in the Muslim country, to abolish polygamy. So Tunisia, actually, polygamy is abolished and it's punishable by the law. And also abortion. Abortion was legalized even before France. You have an idea about that. In France, they abolished polygamy in the 1970s with Simone Veil, the defender of women rights in France. Also, divorce, which is normally an act given only to men, divorce is for both sexes in Tunisia and in front of a law court, not just uttering the words, "you're divorced." So these important, if you like, gains, the Tunisians all together, I think so, are not ready to let them down, because we want to move further with the human rights and with democracy and more freedom, especially freedom of the press, freedom of thinking, and let's say freedom of religion. But as you know, Tunisia is, the majority are Muslims. We follow the Sunni branch. In Islam, there are two branches, the Sunni and the Shiites. In Tunisia, it's Sunni. Very moderate Islam, open to the outside world, and very tolerant with non-Muslims. And that's why Tunisia was a very good destination for many European tourists. And tourists, when they come here, they are a bit amazed and surprised to see that the Tunisians are, if you like, very welcoming, very hosting. Also, they try to explain everything, but there are certain red lines considered as taboos at that time, which we cannot talk about. Politics and religion are prohibited. We cannot talk about that. especially
so it's
tourists.
Kind of like a a nationwide hair salon, you know? You can talk about anything you like, just not religion or politics or anything that's relevant.
Mm-hmm. So what I want to say to the world is that on the 23rd of October, the Tunisian people went to the ballot boxes. They voted for the first time in a democratic way. And we saw lots of people queuing and waiting for long hours before getting into the voting booths. And they showed great respect from the whole world. Lots of people, even those who did not enroll at the beginning to vote, they came up with their identity cards and they wanted to express themselves. What I want to tell the whole world is that the Tunisian people now, they had chosen, even though some European countries are not, let's say, are a bit wary, are a bit cautious, are a bit afraid of this new government because of its Islamic foundation. But I just want to tell them that the Tunisian people, they chose their destiny, and it's up to them to assume what's going on then. Of course, it's the first experience for most of us. We know before the elections were just a show. Ben Ali always won his election with 98%, 99%. But now, lots of parties won seats in the Constituent Assembly. Of course, the majority goes to another, the Renaissance Party. And that's what the Tunisian people decided. And I was very shocked and very amazed at the French reaction to the Tunisian election, especially Alain Juppé, the French minister, who said that France is watching an eye on Tunisia and there are certain red lines and this and that. So it was for us, and for me, especially for me, it was a tone of colonialism, neocolonialism. And this is not good. Because if you want the Arab people to move forward and to gain democracy, to make democracy as their everyday life, as, let's say, the rationale behind which they will fight, it means that you have to leave them. Leave them decide for the future.
Yep, and we'll have to talk about more of this after the break on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. You can join us in the chat room there, add us on Facebook, and check out the YouTube channel, Mr. News Guerrilla Media, where we post these shows' archives up each day. Back in a moment.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Listen to the Ron Paul Revolution Radio Show with Rossi and Brocky. Join the revolution on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, and only on American Freedom Radio.
Bonkers.
I wake up every day is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is sex and violence. And every baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but unless I let you give me the slip.
Bonkers.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me.
Welcome back. Does it any sort of show? The craziest 2 hours in talk radio. Live from the future, live from New Zealand. It's already a day ahead of you, wherever the heck you are, else in the rest of the world, on the dateline of this wonderful little planet Earth that we call the new world of the order of the ages and whatnot. Zombie apocalypse coming to a town near you. And speaking of which, it sounds about right that Hollywood is simply trying to introduce characters into films again that their audience can identify with. That's why there's so many zombie movies coming out. I have a guest from Tunisia talking about the revolution and what it's really accomplished. So as far as I've got it straight at the moment, Tunisia was running kind of okay, except for the fact that there was no freedom of speech, bugger all jobs, and heaps of the wealth was being sucked out by the ruling elite of the country. And now, there is, it still remains to be seen. Who's been elected as a result of this revolution?
You're talking about the revolution, the election we held in Tunisia 2 weeks ago.
Hmm.
Yeah, the people chose a majority of seats. So let's talk about this constituent assembly, just to give an idea about people listening to us. This constituent assembly has 217 seats. About 80 seats went to Renaissance Party, which is an Islamic party. I don't like the word Islamist because this has a relation with terrorism and it's a bit pejorative as a term. It's an Islamic party. It's a party which has its, literature and thinkers based on Islam, but they promised in their campaign not to touch the personal status code, to give more freedom to people, and whenever they ask them, the media, about what they're going to do with the people, are they going to oblige ladies to wear the headscarves or not, they say no, freedom of clothes or clothing for everybody. And they always also, they show the case of Turkey, which is run by an Islamic government, and which is now very, if you like, economically speaking, it's a very advanced country. And it's quite a moderate Islamic party. So it does not preach, the violence, and it condemns somehow the violent actions cause it between people now, because we feel that Tunisians after these elections are cut into two parts. There are those who consider themselves as progressists and who see in this Renaissance Party as a harm and as a danger for the future of Tunisia. And we have also another part, which is, 40% of the population, which sees that Ennahda or the Renaissance Party will advance with the country, economically speaking, without, of course, losing or without forgetting about our origins, talking about Islam. So it's quite ambiguous. At the same time, it's a big... it's not very clear. Actually, people are afraid. That's what I hear, for example, in the college where I teach. People are a bit cautious and very pessimistic. But I'm very optimistic because we cannot change things overnight. It takes time. We have to wait and see, but at the same time, we have to act as big brothers on the next government. So no other government in the future should act as a dictator. No other government in the future should rule by itself. So the whole society should take part in building up this new Tunisia. And of course, the Tunisian people are different. And we saw this in the election. So the results of the election gave 80 seats for the Renaissance Party, 30 seats for another party called the Congress for the Republic. And the other seats are spread here and there to some progressist parties. And we feel that the governments in the future will think many times before doing anything, because according to me, the Renaissance Party has lots of problems to solve, lots of problems. Among them is the problem of unemployment. Unemployment is a big problem. We have about 700,000 people who are unemployed in Tunisia, and they got university degrees. Also is the poverty. Lots of people are living in, if you like, in very appalling conditions, very bad conditions. You cannot imagine people are living in houses made of, if you like, thatch, or houses made of clay. But we have these people. And in the past, we didn't know that these exist. Some areas in Tunisia lack water and electricity. So these are the real problems that the government should find solutions to. It's not the problem of identity, because the Tunisians in general do not have a problem with identity. We have always been a country of tolerance, and we have always been living together without having any problem. In Tunisia, if you don't have this idea, we have in an island called Djerba lots of Jewish Tunisians. They are Jews, but they live in Tunisia, in the island of Djerba, next to a synagogue called L'Ghriba, the Marvelous in English. And we consider them as Tunisian citizens. They have never had problems with their Muslim neighbors. And also, thanks to the first president of Tunisia, who gave lots of importance to education, most of Tunisian people are well educated. And perhaps that's the one thing that we gained from the Bourguiba's regime, is that he gave a lot of importance to education, a lot of importance also to freedom, especially freedom for women. As you know, he was married to a French woman called Mathilde, and she was the one who advised him to give more freedom to the Tunisian ladies. And it's thanks to her that Tunisian ladies now are having, let's say, lots of rights which are not existing even in some European countries. Imagine in the European Union, for example, Poland and Hungary, they don't have a law for abortion. And in Portugal, it's only 2 years ago that the parliament, the Portuguese parliament, adopted the law for abortion. So it's a pioneering country concerning lots of issues, but it remains a Muslim country, but a very moderate Muslim country. So there is no extremism. There is no fundamentalism in Tunisia whatsoever. We didn't have any problem. And that's why the European countries considered Tunisia as a barrier to terrorism, because the two neighboring countries were threatening Europe, especially Libya, with General Gaddafi, who was a man of different moods, depending on his moods. And also in Algeria, there is a threat of Al-Qaeda. But in Tunisia, it has always been very safe and very secure. That's why we had lots of American tourists visiting our countries during the summer, especially by cruise ships. We had lots of British people. We have lots of French people, Spaniards, Italians, Russians now. We are open to the Russian market concerning tourism. But because of this revolution, of course, the sector of tourism has been hit harshly, and it's one of the economic pillars of the country. But let me, Vinny, talk a little bit about the reverse speech of some of what's going on in the world now. As you know,
we're coming up to the end of the show, by the way. You're going to have to wrap up what you're saying very, very quickly there.
All right.
Okay. Well, I wanted to thank you. Saif Adin Chedli, for coming on the show with us today, and you've offered some much needed insight into the Tunisian situation. It may not affect all of us around the world and what have you, as we say, but again, it is the opportunity to expand your knowledge about something which you ultimately know very little about currently, and it's good to hear something from somebody who's actually there doing it. So thank you very much, Saif, and you have yourself a fabulous evening.
Thank you.
All right, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you again sometime at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. The archives will be at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and GuerrillaMedia.co.nz.